first off, having the summer back up here again, having the primetime league, just what's your overall assessment of just what you think is going to be in store this summer, especially after tonight's draft?
Well, very high interest, higher talent level than some recent years, great interest by the players and the fans, and I think that always makes it more interesting. One of the reasons, I think, is that the four incoming players for Iowa are eagerly anticipated, and people see that there are some holes to be filled, but they really feel like the Iowa team's coming on, and I think that just makes it exciting for people that, you know, we may challenge for sixth in the Big Ten rather than first or second, but people are excited that, things are going the right direction, and they think there's some young, exciting players, and I think guys like Hubbard and Aaron White are going to come in and contend for a starting spot, and that puts the microscope right on people like Eric May and Matt Gatens and Zach McCabe, Andrew Brommer, to prove that they can improve as the talent level goes up and make this an upper division Big Ten team.
Just you talk about the high interest. What does that mean to you, seeing that, you know, when you have all these incoming recruits coming in, all of a sudden, in addition to people being excited about the team, you hear people talking about, oh, hey, the primetime league this summer, we should go check these guys out?
I think that's part of it. I'm also excited about the fact that when you go to practice next year, you're going to see 10, 11, 12 guys scrapping for spots. You know, there's more competition at each spot. Whereas last year during games, you could just see that although McCaffrey clearly is an excellent tactician, a technician of the game, there were times when he was just out of options. He had someone that he wanted to play, but they couldn't guard their matchup. Or he had people that he had out there doing the right things defensively, but he just couldn't score. Or they couldn't compete inside. Well, now some of those holes are getting plugged. He's been very impressive as a recruiter, but I think the biggest interest in primetime is, sure, they've all got press clippings, but now we get to judge for ourselves whether they can play. Can they play well with their teammates? Do they just have talent at one end of the court or both? Are they as big as advertised? Are they mature enough to play at this level? Those are things that's the magic of the league, is you get to go find out for yourself and make your own mind up, and not just have to listen to what some recruiting guru said or what some press agent said.
This year, you had Bryce Cartwright that went as the first pick in your draft. Just what does it say when you consider that a year ago at this time, he had just committed to Iowa and signed the letter of intent, and he wasn't even playing in the league. He was still down finishing up the stuff with junior college before making the transition up here.
Well, I think it says several things. Number one, it says that Fran McCaffrey can coach you up, because he wasn't a great player in November. And by March, he was pretty darn good. And he changed him as a player from just a go-to guy and a scorer, a shoot-first point guard, to the guy that led the Big Ten in assists. Now, part of that's because he's playing 38 minutes. Part of that's because Coach McCaffrey just explained to him that these are the plays you have to learn to make. But he also combined that with, he continued to be Iowa's go-to guy. He continued to be our breakdown guy, the guy that took the last shot, the guy that in previous years was Tony Freeman or Jake Kelly. Well, this year it was Bryce Cartwright. And I think that respect that he earned on the court is why he was picked number one. Partly, too, it depends which coach gets the pick. You know, I think probably four of the coaches at the table would have taken Matt Gatens. And I think probably if Basabi wouldn't have been heading off to the World University Games or the national team tryouts, and there was some uncertainty about how much of the summer he'd be here, he would have been number one for a lot of coaches, too. For me, it would always have been Matt Gatens. But that's the beauty of basketball. Everybody's got their own opinion. And one of the things that factors into it is that summer leagues are built around guard plays, some people think. I tend to think the summer leagues are built around big guys.
And then you, last year, you had guys like Melson Basabi, Devin Marble, Zach McCabe that were incoming freshmen. They come in Iowa. They all end up having impacts right away. Basabi got started from day one. Marble eventually became a starter. McCabe is a guy that came off the bench and near the end of the season showed signs. Just what are your thoughts on them now as opposed to a year ago when they were first coming into this?
Basabi proved he's a Big Ten player offensively. He can be an all Big Ten player if he gets better defensively. His offensive game is going to continue to expand. We've just seen the tip of the iceberg for that. Can he get there defensively? Are there going to be vast periods of games where McCaffrey can't play him because he can't check his guy, can't play team defense? Same with Eric May. Offensively, he's got great strides to make, and he needs to get more comfortable with when to shoot and when to drive and how to have an in-between game. But he's got to get it done defensively, too, and develop some confidence. Guys like Zach McCabe, inconsistent. They really have a nice game. They understand how to play, but he's got to be more consistent with it. And I think that's what you're going to see this year from guys like Josh Oglesby. Can he play consistently? Can he play both ends? Aaron White and Hubbard, Anthony Hubbard, are both going to have chances to get starting spots, but they've got to beat out good players to do it. There's nothing going to be handed to them.
I got to ask you about your team because you have quite a bit of Iowa flavor here. Your first two picks are Eric May and Andrew Brommer, and then you took Oglesby there in the middle of the draft, and then you also got Jordan Sturmer, who saw some time last year. Just what are your thoughts on their play and what you think that they could do, not just this summer, but down the line for Iowa?
Well, Brommer is the man this year. You know, he's got to beat out Devin Archie and Olesini, but I think he's the leader to be the starting center. He's never played with confidence, and I hope that being in kind of the go-to, most logical choice as a starting center causes him to kind of explode. I look for one of those senior years from him if he can get healthy. He's always been a consistency issue, but Andrew Brommer's got a load of talent, and he knows how to play the game. He's got a good feel for the game. I just love Eric May. You know, he's so explosive. He's so athletic. He can guard almost anybody. And I think that summer leagues are perfect for him. I also think that a year under his belt is good for him. He's one of those guys that needs to hear things a few times. He's going to get better as he's coached more by the same people, the same style. I took a guy, Jordan Sturmer, that I think if Bryce Cartwright got hurt, Jordan Sturmer, if he goes out for basketball, and there's some question about that because he got some academic conflicts, could end up being a starter. It would not surprise me at all if you compare what he's going to bring to the table in terms of setting other people up and outside shooting and defense, that he might be the choice to be the starter ahead of maybe a Devin Marble playing out of position. And so he's going to be my starting point guard this summer, and I think it'd be good for him. And I think he ought to look around and say, if I got to dig deep to find a way to pay for an extra semester of school to graduate a semester late, the chance that might happen for me, or even the chance to be the backup point guard if Bryce Cartwright's healthy, which of course we hope he would be. I hope that's what he'll do. I also took a blast on the pass, Jason Price, who's a very tough matchup in prime time because he's so quick. And he's older, he's mature, he plays the game the right way now. I think he'll be good for my younger guys to play with.